The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America. This is Beyond Networking, and now, here's your host, Ron Sukenik.
Well, welcome to Beyond Networking, being with Ron Sukenik, and I am Ron Sukenik, and as always, thank you for taking the time to join us, and wow, do we have another great show today. You know, for many of you, the question is always the same. What are you doing to make the most from the contacts you're making? Experience shows that you're never together very long. And if you think that you're just going to go out and pass business cards, make follow-up phone calls, and shake hands with people, you're making a mistake. The show is called Beyond Networking. In fact, that's what the show is about. And every week, we invite on innovative thinkers and people in the forefront of building networks to join us and to share their passion for what they do. And our guest today, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, is, I know many of you know who she is. It's Lillian Bjorseth. And Lillian has helped many, many, many thousands of people build more social capital. And I've defined it for everybody in the past. That's that glue that kind of holds community and relationships together. And she started a company called Duo Force Enterprises back in 1990. And she says that and believes that if you're going to build networks and build great communication in the 21st century, you got to have the tools to do so. She's a founding member of the Relationship Networking Industry Association, on many boards of directors and lots of associations. And I can't lay this all out, Lillian, but let me see this. The Chicago Tribune calls you a networking expert. The Association Forum Chicagoland calls her a networking authority. Co-founder of the highly successful Great Chicago, I'm running out of breath here, Great Chicago Networking Extravaganza. And if that's not enough, everybody, she is the author of Breakthrough Networking, Building Relationships That Last, 52 Ways to Break the Ice and Target Your Market, and Nothing Happens Until We Communicate. Certainly a member of the National Speakers Association, and was named one of the great women of the 21st century. Lillian, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
My God, great. One of the great women, Lillian. How'd you? That took a lot of time and a lot of effort.
I think it's an accumulation. You know, as you know, the longer we live, the more we accumulate, and then people start recognizing it. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, I think so. But I'll tell you, I've been aware of your work for a long, long time, and we're certainly not going to get it all done today in this 30 minutes that we get to spend together. But help me out. Take me back a little bit to the beginning. You've been so involved with people and being around people and making a difference for people. How did that whole passion develop?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because I worked at AT&T for quite a long time in public relations, and the company kept wanting me to move east to the headquarters, and I didn't want to. So I talked them into giving me a severance package in 1990, and I decided to go ahead at that point then to start a training and speaking company, and of course I had not done either of them, but that, you know, didn't dissuade me. So when I got out there, I realized that I really didn't know many people in my neighborhood and even in Chicago, because my work with AT&T was mostly on the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, with the West Coast being,
right,
you know, at that point, the big computer center, if you will, Silicon Valley. And East Coast was where AT&T was headquartered, so I really didn't know a lot of people in the Chicago area.
Okay.
And I kept saying to myself that there was no way I was going to go work for anyone else. There was no way, you know, I wanted somebody telling me I had to be there from, you know, 8 to 5. So I decided that I really needed to learn, you know, to know people here in my neighborhood and spread out in Chicago if I was going to make this successful. So part of it was born out of necessity, if you will, because I just really needed to start meeting people. And, of course, I've always liked that. You know, I always tell people I was born schmoozing. I, you know, smiled at the doctor as I came out. So it was really a natural for me with all my PR experience to get into networking.
Now let me ask you this, Lillian, and I know you know this, and look, everybody that's listening to this podcast, you know this too. Come on. Networking is awkward for most people. It's hit and miss. It's always situational, always lack support, and more times than not, it's about individual success. So you know, what we're going to get ready to talk about is developing and understanding people. Lillian, but why do you think it's that way? Why is networking so hit and miss for so many people?
Well, first of all, it is, you know, frightening for a lot of people to meet people that they, you know, whom they do not know, or to walk into a room. You know, you and I look at a room full of 50 people and, you know, we want to jump in there and meet all 40, you know, 50 or at least 49 of them. Some people are hesitant to meet even one. Because it is fearful, because, you know, you're very vulnerable, because, you know, everything you say, other people can, you know, poke holes at, if you will. And some people also lack the confidence to do it, but I really feel, Ron, that one of the big challenges is that people really don't know how to network. They hear the word, but they don't take time to realize the impact and the importance of the skill.
Oh, one of your quotes, Lillian, that I had read was that networking without intrapersonal information is like fishing without bait. You may have your hook in the water, but you will never catch anything. So in a sense, what are people going after, Lillian? They go to a networking event of some sort, and they're trying to meet people. They meet some people, but why are they always seem like they're going after the sale and more business as opposed to something like the relationship? Do you have a take on that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that quote, you know, what it means is that you really have to be an expert on yourself to become an expert on others. And so many people don't understand what it is that motivates them or their hot buttons, etc. And so successful networking starts with successful intrapersonal communications. And I always laugh when I use that word, because unless you worked for maybe AT&T, you don't realize that intra, you know, is within yourself. That was a big term at AT&T. But you really have to know yourself before you can know others. And so what you have to do is build a relationship with yourself, and then from that foundation go on to build relationships with other people. Okay, because people will quickly see through if you do not enjoy yourself and like yourself and you're not confident.
Okay, I like that. So instead of me spending any time and effort at this point, interpersonal skills with others, I'm going to now dig a little deeper into myself. And so talk to me a little bit about a tool that you're working with, because I know you've studied people, you study their behavior, and you've studied assessment tools that can help us. And I think don't you spend a lot of time with the DISC program?
I do. I use that, you know, in addition to, quote, the networking expertise, I do a lot of work in communication skills. And that's what I do when I, you know, do work with corporate. A lot of times my training programs, my coaching is built around helping people be more confident, to get along better with other people, et cetera.
Okay. I
was just going to say, and to do that, it goes back to that intrapersonal. Because, see, the DISC assessment is really a tool that helps you, first of all, understand yourself and then understand others. And then help you understand how you need to adapt and flex to get along with people.
So did you spend a lot of time in adapting this into the world of people-to-people contact?
I spent time adapting it to networking. I spent a lot of time with that, getting people to very... The reason I spent a lot of time is that I wanted to make it very simple and easily understood. And you know this from your work. When people say, oh, wow, I understand that. That's so easy. It probably means you spent a lot of time making it as simple as you can for people to understand. And that doesn't mean that it's easy, you know, it doesn't mean it's easy just because it's simple. But I try to make it, you know, I try to do it in terms that the average person can understand, the person who's never heard of an assessment tool.
Yeah, I think I read this in maybe one of your articles, but sure, each of us have a kind of comfortable, natural way of being with people and communicating with others. And I think your whole emphasis is that if you know your style, it helps you capitalize on your strengths and minimize it. I love that, and minimizes my limitations. So how much time and effort do I have to, you know, how do I do this then, Lillian? Help me out. How do I really get to really know me through this DISC program and how you've adapted it to networking?
Right. Well, one of the things I always share with people is that I think everybody, you know, should take a tool like this, because the more you know about yourself, the more successful you're going to be. And the more you know about how you interact with other people and what makes them tick, the more successful you're going to be. Because if I understand your behavioral style and I know how to adapt and flex to it, I will probably much more like